Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijunya Mehta with the evening news. First headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates 18 PM Bhartiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations. Supreme Court says any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. Former Chief Minister of Nagaland Dr. Sorzile Lijitsu says literature produced by Naga authors will reflect lives and voices of Naga people. And Commissioner and Secretary Y. Kiketo Sema emphasizes significance of having up-to-date and comprehensive voter list. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated 18 Pradhan Mantri Bhartiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Mr. Modi inaugurated this Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar, along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. This Kendras will ensure availability of affordable medicines at railway stations for the passengers. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister said his government's main focus is on holistic health services in the country.
Our first focus is on preventing the disease. Our second focus is on treating the disease in the right way. Our third focus is on getting people free and cheap treatment and cheap medicines. Our fourth focus is on reaching the best treatment in small towns, reducing the doctors' shortage. और हमारा पांचवा फोकस है स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं में टेक्नोलॉजी का विस्तार करना.
The Prime Minister said 75,000 new medical seats will be added in the next 5 years. He said the government has taken a decision to impart medical education in Hindi and other Indian languages. Mr. Modi also said over 1,50,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandir have been opened in the country for economically weaker sections. The Prime Minister said yoga, Ayush and nutrition have been integrated to strengthen health services with promotion of better lifestyle. Supreme Court of India has ruled that the executive cannot act as the judiciary in determining the guilt of individuals by demolishing their properties. In a significant judgment on pleas challenging the bulldozer action by authorities against accused individuals, the court stated that any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. A two-judge bench has also issued pan-India guidelines to prevent unauthorized demolition of properties. The Supreme Court has stated that no demolition should occur without a prior show-cause notice. This notice must be returnable either within the time frame specified by local municipal laws or within 15 days from the date of service, whichever is later. The designated authority is required to provide an opportunity for a personal hearing to the affected party, with minutes of the hearing duly recorded. The guidelines also mandate that all demolition proceedings be video recorded, preserved, reported to the district collector, and displayed on a digital portal. Former Chief Minister of Nagaland and President of URA Academy, Dr. Sorzile Lijitsu, today said, literature is a form of human expression which reflects the intention of the author. In this regard, he said any kind of literature produced by a Naga will reflect the lives and voices of the Naga people. Dr. Sorzile was speaking at the fourth edition of Nagaland Literature Festival at Kohima, organized by the Writers Collective Kohima under the theme Amplify Our Indigenous Voices. He said the first writings and documentations on the Nagas were undertaken during the British colonial era, introducing the Nagas to the world through the lens of outsiders. Dr. Sorzile said, because of this, Nagas have been stereotyped in certain ways.
Yes, to amplify our voices, the main and only channel is through writing. Writing a book on prose, poems, narrative, epic, dramatic, and so on will amplify our voices. Any kind of literature produced by a Naga will certainly reflect the lives of our Naga people in one way or the other, which in turn will amplify our voices.
Dr. Sorozilie added that though written Naga literature is a fairly new development, Nagas have always had a rich oral tradition through which their stories, songs, dances, proverbs and history have been passed down from generation to generation. Commissioner and Secretary for Law and Justice Waikiketo Sema today emphasized the significance of having an up-to-date and comprehensive voter list. Mr. Kiketo was addressing a meeting of the Electoral Roll Observers for Dimapur, Chumukedima and Paran districts in connection with the ongoing special summary revision of the photo-electoral roll at Dimapur. He encouraged political parties to appoint booth-level agents who could assist booth-level officers by identifying and enrolling new voters who have reached the age of 18, urging all stakeholders to maximize efforts to ensure eligible citizens are registered. Mr. Kiketo added that attention should be given to enrolling members of weaker sections of society to foster greater inclusion and representation. Later, the Commissioner and Secretary conducted site visits to several polling stations in Dimapur. This is Agashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. President Draupadi Murmu has said that development of tourism not only helps promote our heritage, but also creates a large employment opportunity for the youth. The president, who is on a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, inaugurated various development projects in the Union Territory, including Sports Arena and Zanda Chowk School at Game Zone Phase 2 today. Addressing the gathering, she stressed on the development of villages to achieve the vision of developed India. The president also reaffirmed the commitment of the Union government for the welfare of tribal communities.
केंद्र सरकार और संघ राज्य क्षेत्रों के प्रशासन द्वारा यहां पर्यटन के विस्तार के लिए अनेक प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं कई जगहों का नवीनीकरण किया गया है मैं पर्यटन को बढ़ावा देने के लिए किए जा रहे कार्य की सराहना करती हूं पर्यटन में विस्तार से रोजगार की नई संभावनाओं का सृजन होता है
Earlier, the president visited Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvassa. Later, the president will visit INS Kukri Memorial in Diu. The Home Ministry has approved the establishment of the first all-women battalion of CISF in a landmark decision aimed at empowering women and enhancing their role in national security. The proposal for the creation of all-women battalions in the force was initiated following the direction of Home Minister Amit Shah on the occasion of the 53rd CISF Day function. The CISF headquarters has started preparations for the early recruitment, training and selection of a location for the headquarters of the new battalion. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, has greeted the Simi community on the occasion of Ahuna Festival. In his message, the governor called on the people to reflect on the blessings and honor the legacy of their ancestors. He expressed hope that the warmth of our traditions inspire us to come together, support each other, and nurture the spirit of togetherness. Wishing the Simi community a joyous Ahuna, Chief Minister Nipurio hoped that the festival would foster peace and unity. Nagaland State Council of Educational Research and Training, SCERT, will facilitate procuring of the Nagaland Heritage Studies Series, Mother Tongue, for classes 1 to 8 and Nagaland Heritage Studies Series, Alternative English, for classes 5 to 8, textbooks for all private schools for the academic session 2025. In this regard, the department has directed private schools willing to use the Nagaland Heritage Studies textbooks to place their requirements through SCERT, the state's academic authority, and not through the publisher on or before 30th November. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates 18 PM Bhartiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations. Supreme Court says any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. Former Chief Minister of Nagaland Dr. Sirhozile Liejitu says literature produced by Naga authors will reflect lives and voices of Naga people. And Commissioner and Secretary Y. Kiketo Sema emphasizes significance of having up-to-date and comprehensive voter lists. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.